Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. So today I'm going to be talking about offense versus defense in men's style. It's football season here in the United States, and I live about an hour from Green Bay, Wisconsin. If anyone's familiar with the NFL and football, they'll know there's a little team called the Green Bay Packers, and I can tell you here in Packerland, football is crazy. Now, if anyone knows anything about me, they know I grew up in West Texas where high school football was big, and I am a secret Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm kind of keeping on the down low. People don't seem to mind when I root for my Texas Longhorns. I did go to the University of Texas, but football is something that I've always love to watch. It's a very interesting sport. I think it's a fun sport. It's something I've had a little bit of trouble allowing my son to play because of all the stuff on concussions. But when it comes down to an analogy, I thought it would be great to talk about offensive style, to talk about defensive style, and how to explain how most men are defensive when it comes to style. Now, do you remember the 1985 Chicago Bears? Great team, won a championship, and they won it on defense. They had a strong defense. And I think a lot of guys think that defense is going to get them where they need to go. And in many ways, it can get them far. But like the Buddy Ryan-led Eagles, which Buddy Ryan left Chicago Bears and he went off to be a head coach at the Eagles, they had a great defense for all the years Buddy Ryan was there. But they had an offense that couldn't do anything, could never get them past, you know, never could get them to win a championship. And I think in many cases, if you know how to strategically employ your offense when it comes to style, that you are going to be able to win championships. You're going to be able to get that job. You're going to be able to get that sale. You're going to be able to get the girl. You know, will be able to use it to your advantage. And that's what I want to talk about today. So we're going to talk about five areas, five places where a lot of guys play defense style, and I think that they could bring some offense. So number one, where they play defense style, is they dress to fit in instead of dressing to impress with a chosen message. So let me explain the difference. If you're dressing to fit in, you're basically not wanting to stand out. You're looking at, okay, what's the dress code here at work? And you dress to it. You don't dress, you follow the standards, you look around, you see what everyone else is wearing, and you dress like everyone else. The advantage to this is that you're not going to stand out, and therefore you can get lost in the crowd. The disadvantage to this is that you get lost in the crowd. And if you are looking to move up, you're looking to improve, you are looking to become a leader, you need to understand first off what message you're wanting to send and then dress in a manner that you are able to send that message. So if you're wanting to become a customer-facing type of person to work in your company, if you want to move up, then dress like a manager. Start, you know, and I'm not talking about outdressing the CEO, outdressing your boss. You need to pay attention to company culture. But look at how can I, in a sense, send the message? If you realize that, hey, like I want to come off, even though I am a programmer, I still want to come off. I want to have fun with a bow tie. I want to have maybe fun button downs. I want to have fun with my shoes. Maybe I'm not going to wear a sports jacket because that would be overdoing it, but I can have one there in the office and just, you know, kind of have it there and occasionally wear it when I come in, occasionally wear it when I leave, so that when my boss needs somebody to go in and to present to upper management and to explain these complex systems that we've built up here in the IT department, he says, you know, I'm going to grab the one guy I know who at least looks great and will be able to better communicate with those, you know, will be able to communicate with those suits. And that's where, in a sense, you knew what you wanted to send, and you dressed to impress, and you used it as, you know, it was able to come in and play a little bit of offense there. Now, another place where men play defense on is when it comes to smell. Think about it. almost all of us use deodorant, right? Pretty much if you don't wear deodorant, you are, you know, wondering, are you going to smell that day? And you definitely notice it. There are some people, yes, I know, can get away without wearing deodorant. But for most of us, going through a full long workday, commuting back and forth, maybe on public transportation, yeah, you don't want to smell bad. You don't want to offend other people. You don't want to just, you know, bad BO is definitely something you're not using. You don't want to be sending that signal. But on the flip side, when it comes to offensive style, when it comes to fragrance, when it comes to smell, you can actually use it to your advantage. If you smell great, if you wear a fragrance that maybe isn't announced when you walked in the door, but actually can be discovered when people get up close to you, you realize that a lot of people ask, wow, you smell great, or I really like that fragrance. Or is that, you know, women are very attuned to it, and other men actually do remember and do sometimes pick up on it. But it's one of those things that all of a sudden you're using it and people are remembering and like, oh, you know, I love, you know, Jim, he always smells great. Or gosh, that's a fragrance that reminds me of my husband's, reminds me of my father's. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, reminding people of maybe something great in their life. So when it comes to color, most men are defensive because they don't want to draw attention to themselves. They're going to go, they're going to look around the office and they're going to say, okay, what are the most, you know, it's going to be blues, it's going to be whites, it's going to be blacks, navy blues, maybe charcoal grays. That's going to be the majority of colors in, you know, they're not going to go eccentric with shirts. They're not going to, maybe most guys aren't even going to be wearing a pocket square when it comes to ties. They're going to, that's maybe where they're going to have a little bit of color if they're wearing a tie at all. But if you understand that you can use color on the offensive, you can use it to focus the eyes to certain points. And that's actually the role of the necktie. If you think about it, it's a pointer right to your face. So when you're engaging with someone, you're giving a presentation, you want to be wearing a necktie because you want everything to point up, even when you have that jacket button, to point up to your face. This is the place where you want them looking, in that red line pointing right up there, or that orange, or just one of the other colors that you can bring in. Boom, you've got it. Now, understand that color can also be used to affect other people. It can have the power of influence. There's a study, I've talked about it before over at in my personal image blueprint, some of my science of style sections, how the color red, even in a small proportion, like in a pocket square, in a necktie, you're wearing a red sweater, or, you know, underneath gray flannel sports jacket, that can send the signal and can help you influence others when you're giving a presentation. There are other colors that signal trust, other colors that make people more calm. So when you start to realize that colors can have an effect, they can send off a signal, they can help set you apart, all of a sudden you realize, well, maybe I do occasionally want to draw some attention to myself, and you can use color as that tool. Now, accessories, when it comes down to defensive style on accessories, really wedding rings, maybe a simple watch, conservative glasses. These are things that you can wear and you're not going to really draw any attention. Those glasses that have the very simple frames, that watch with that, you know, nothing really, you know, different about it, or the fact that, you know, you keep it really simple, that wedding ring. But if you want to maybe go for something that has a bit more, you know, let's say personal adornment, something that's going to grab more attention, maybe you bring in another type of ring. Maybe you've got some that, you know, you're an engineer up in Canada. I know that, I think they wear rings on their pinkies. Someone can correct me in the show notes, which you can be found over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode39. But you could possibly wear earrings, necklaces, have fun with your glasses. Have you ever seen Seth Godin? Love his stuff, love his material. And he wears red glasses, yellow glasses. I've seen I think he's got some blue glasses. I mean, but he uses glasses as a fun accessory. So when you realize that, hey, you could start to have fun with some of this, you can bring in some color. You can, you know, with your accessories, you can maybe wear a bracelet. And I'm not saying that this is going to be for every guy, but if you're in a creative field, why not have a wide variety of glasses that, you know, 5 to 7 pairs that, depending on how you feel that day, depending on what message you want to send, that you actually wear a pair that maybe is a little bit out there, a little bit funky, a little bit fun. You're getting compliments on them and people know, hey, well, you know, it kind of just goes with who he is. He's, you know, whenever we need new ideas, whenever we need somebody that can come up with a unique approach, Mike is that guy. And yeah, you can always find him because he's always got the glasses that kind of reflect his out, you know, a little bit, you know, off the wall personality. And there's nothing wrong with that, but make sure, again, this is, you know, kind of, This is one of those things, you know, when it comes to offensive style, you've got to remember, and that's, you know, offense style, not offensive, but offense style. You want to remember that you are taking a chance. What happens in football, you know, and it's funny, maybe I should actually bring a tie in offensive because you can possibly offend somebody with some of the stuff I'm talking about. There could be someone who gets migraines from certain fragrances. So you got to be careful here. But it's like offense in football, the way I look at it. You will occasionally throw an interception. That is just the risk. You will occasionally throw the ball and it won't get caught and it'll just get dropped, or you're going to have a fumble. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't give it a shot, because the vast majority of the time, that's how you're going to score a touchdown. That's how you're going to win the game. That's how you're going to get out there. And you're going to have to take those bumps. You're going to have to take those bruises as just part of the game. The final section I'm going to talk about when it comes to offense and defensive style is pattern. Most guys go simple here. They go with all solids. They're maybe going to bring in a little bit of pattern on the shirt. But did you know that you can pretty much wear as many patterns as you want as long as they are not the same and right next to each other? The issue with patterns that are the same and right next to each other is that they can, under a camera or from a distance, it can actually create what looks like an artificial movement. But imagine you've got a pair of trousers and you go with maybe something that's got a gray flannel with a little bit of a herringbone weave. You've got a shirt that has a thin, you know, it's white with a thin blue stripe on it. The tie is maybe dark green with a white dot. You have a jacket and it's got a check pattern to it, and you have a pocket square, which is of a paisley pattern. Notice 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five distinct patterns right there. And that outfit may sound a little bit too busy. I would say maybe the trousers, I maybe would go with just a solid gray, maybe just bring in a bit of texture instead of pattern. But the point being is you should not be afraid to use, don't be afraid to use pattern, because what it allows you to do is to use common colors, but use them in a unique way, a unique combination. It adds complexity to the outfit. It helps you stand out whenever everyone else seems to be wearing about the same thing. If you've got certain colors that you just gravitate towards, you're like, Antonio, I'm a blue, white, dark green, brown, and dark blue kind of guy. Okay, well, understand that there is so much that you can do with just those colors. And that's totally cool. Those are actually, by the way, my colors that I love. And what I will do is I will oftentimes bring in patterns. I'll bring in textures. All of this allows me to wear actually not too many colors, but wear it in a way that looks unique, that gives a very strong sense of underlying style, and is something I personally enjoy. All right, gents. So if you want more on offense and defense style, definitely go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode39. And feel free to contact me over at Real Men Real Style. If you think I should talk more about this, if you like this analogy, having a little bit of fun with this one, I don't really know what the overall reaction is going to be, but I think that I could definitely create an ebook on this. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.